dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the world, a whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. I want to preach on the subject this morning, the power of your testimony. The Bible said, now, you just read with me, if you got a King James Bible, which if you don't have, we'll get you, help get you one. That's what you need. You don't need anything other than a King James Bible, or you don't have a Bible. This is God's Word, this King James Bible. But if you read along with me, you read these words, and where that the devil was and the dragon, that old serpent, was cast out of heaven, and Michael the archangel, that's the two greatest creations and angelic beings that God ever created. Satan, the devil, that old serpent, he's the most powerful being, and Michael the archangel, he's that great warrior angel. And they're battling, and they're doing. But the Bible says that down on earth, that some people, not Michael the archangel, overcame the devil, but that they, speaking of the people, those that are saved, those that have a testimony. The Bible said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now, if you can overcome the devil, that old serpent, by the blood of the Lamb, and we know that we can, and the Bible says, and by the word of their testimony, that tells me that our testimony is a powerful thing. Your testimony is a very powerful thing. If it can overcome the devil, that's powerful. I mean, that's very powerful. And we ought to embrace the fact that we wield and hold and have that much power, that God would entrust us and allow us to hold that much power. Down there where I lived in Georgia, we lived about, I guess, 15 or 20 minutes from the nuclear plant. And they had several nuclear plants out there, and them big old nuclear plants were powerful. I mean, they had snipers that would shoot you if you come past certain places. They had all kind of regulations and things that kept that thing from people penetrating and getting in and gaining access to places that they had no business being, because if that kind of power got in the wrong hands, it could be a catastrophe of epic size. And so they go to great caution to see to it that only the right people can get to those buttons and operate those machines and be around that kind of power. And so God thought a lot of me and you when He allowed us to have and to hold our testimony. And it's useful. And sadly, a lot of people don't have a testimony. But you need a testimony. You say, well, how do I get a testimony? First of all, you got to get saved. If you're lost, you don't have a testimony that has any power to it. Your testimony, if you have never been saved, is that you're just a sinner under the thumb and under the control and the constraints of the devil, the one we just read about. The Bible says you are of your father, the devil. But oh, happy day, happy day. That's not my testimony anymore. Brother Ned, the devil ain't my daddy. No more. No. I got a brand new father. He's all powerful. He's sovereign. He's the God of the universe. He's the one who gave the devil the power that he has. And he gave me a testimony. When He saved me, my testimony is simply this: I was a lost sinner, I was religious, but lost. And Jesus came to where I was at, and He revealed to me through the power of the Holy Spirit of God that I was lost and that I was a sinner. Not necessarily that I had sinned. I wasn't confessing all the sins I'd done in my past. That don't do you a whole lot of good. If you want to get saved, you don't have to say, Lord, I did this and I did that. If you want to get saved, you got to come way further than that and say, Lord, I want forgiveness, not just for what I've done, but I need forgiveness for who I am. I didn't just commit sins. I am a sinner. I love it. I live it. If you still live in there and loving that is your testimony. Now, you may tell somebody something different, but your life and your testimony, it can't be hid. Amen. And I want to look just for a few minutes at the power of our testimony. By way of introduction, and I got to fly through this. Y'all got to really listen fast. Y'all are slowing me down. Verses 7 and 8, notice the seraph. And there was war in heaven. Michael and the angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. There was an angel, we mentioned that. And Michael and his angels were chaperones. They were leading the way, and if God was to turn the light on this morning, the spiritual light, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. If you're in here this morning, you got a problem with me, and you think I'm your enemy. You have been. I'm sorry to tell you, but you have been sadly lied to and mistaken. I'm not your enemy. You're not my enemy. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against power, principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. You know, if we'll all get honest this morning, when we have problems, Brother Stephen, if I get ill and mad, me and you get, just tore up against each other, it's not necessarily you. It's the devil slanting and lying to you about me and me to you, and he's twisting things. That's what happens in relationships and with spouses. But listen, we're not each other's enemy, but we all have an enemy. It's the devil. And if God was to flip the spiritual light on in this room, in the sanctuary this morning, it'd scare most of us half to death to see the demonic warfare and the demons fighting against the angels right here in this room. Oh, yes. You say, you really believe that? I absolutely believe that. I know that. I was preaching about the names of the devil, all the different names of the devil, Lucifer, the light bearer, and Satan, the slanderer, and all the names. I was going through the whole Bible and dealing with preaching a series of sermons on knowing your enemy. And I was preaching on every one of the names of the devil. And I got over to, I'd been studying and researching demonology, and I was preaching on demons, and I don't suggest any of y'all do that. When you hear the rest of the story, you'll know why. This is the truth. This is the truth. I've been on my computer. I got on the website. I said, I wonder what them nuts think. And I got on old Anton LaVey's, the head of the Satanic Church. I got on the Satanic website. I wanted to see what I studied. And, hey, it wasn't long. I said, oh, I can't. I closed that computer. I shut it off. I unplugged it. I was like, goodness. I mean, I could feel them demons in the room with me. I went to church that night. We recorded three different ways. We recorded by tape, and we recorded by CD, and we recorded by audio file. And that way, if one went bad or didn't work, we had a backup. I'd never had a problem. In all the years I'd been there, never, all of them. And I got up preaching that night about these demons and demonology and the fact that they're real, and preaching about a lot of the stuff I'd studied about. Well, I got done preaching, and I went back, and boy, you could just feel the presence of them demons. I mean, they were there, and it's truth. I went back to get a copy of the tape, or a CD, to take to the radio station. And my sound man looked at me. He said, "Preacher, you ain't gonna believe this." He said it recorded all the singing, but when you started preaching, it quit recording. I said, "Well, pull the tape then. Give me the tape." He said, "The tape did the same thing." I said, "Well, give me the MP3 file." He said, "It did the same thing." Hey, the devil has power. Demons have power. So that got my skin to crawling a little bit. And I went around. Everybody left. I went around. I was cutting the lights off. It was about 10 o'clock. And I got the last light cut off, and I had to walk down a long hallway after I cut that last light switch off, Brother Steve. I left the sanctuary, and I walked down the hallway, my office right there, and the door to go outside was right there. And I got about four steps from the door, and I'd walked all the way down that hallway in the dark, and I got about right here in my hand to heaven. I was scared to turn around. I felt them breathing on my neck. I ain't lying. Hey, when I preach about music, what kind of music you listen to? Hey, you need to leave that rock and roll and rap and all that mess alone. Let me tell you why I preach against that stuff? Because music is a portal. Amen. That right. Demons travel through.
Yeah. Amen, preacher.
You did know that Lucifer, Satan, he was the choir leader in heaven.
That's right.
Oh, he's a master at music. Yeah. Hey, young people, you better leave that mess alone. You don't want demons to mess around you, do you? They're powerful.
Amen.
They're powerful. Say, what'd you do when they breathed on your neck? I cut a rug. I run like a little girl. I busted that door open, and I run out. There's a big old oak tree right there. And about five, it looked like 5,000. It was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of blackbirds. They went flying out of that tree.
Oh my goodness.
And son, I put it in overdrive, and I run all the way down to the house. And I never looked back to see if it was a demon looking at me.
Yes, sir.
In and of ourselves, we're no match for the devil. I said all that to say this. Hey, don't you go around talking to the devil like you're going to whoop him. He, you ain't no match for the devil. You ain't, and I'm not. But thank God, the Bible says, he that is within me is greater than he that's within the world. And the devil has a lot of power, but God's got all power.
Yeah.
Amen. And one of the ways that we can access that power is through the power of our testimony. Yes. Your testimony is very important. So we've seen the serum and the serpent. And notice the salvation, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now is come salvation. Salvation is the Son who shed his precious blood. Salvation is the Savior who shed his purifying blood. Then notice the strength in verse 10. How is this power? How do we get? And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Christ strengthened us when our testimony is reported. There's power in a reported testimony. When you give your testimony and report your testimony, there's strength in that. There's power in that. There's strength and power, not only when it's reported, but when it's recorded. Yes. The Lamb's blood records our testimony, and the Lamb's book records our testimony. Did you know that? Did you know that your name, which is your testimony, is written not only in the Lamb's book of life, but the Lord's got your name.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And he wouldn't have it or hold it if it wasn't for the blood.
Amen.
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 Yes. So the power of your testimony. Number one. Somebody said number one. It's time to go. The power of your testimony is for to be used for war. I mentioned we are in a war. We are in a battle. And this power can be used in warfare. Amen. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. When Satan accuses you, you know what the best thing you can do? The Bible said, we read it, he's the accuser of the brethren. When he starts accusing you and telling you you're no good and you're a failure and you're never going to amount to anything and you know you done sinned again, you done messed up again, you done doubted again, you done blew it. And he's the accuser of the brethren. That's what he does.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do? Miss Connie, next time he comes accusing, you start testifying. Because there's power in your testimony. So now, I ain't listening to that devil. Resist him. And he'll flee from it. And testify to him. Talk to him. Yeah. Tell him. So I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. I ain't listening to that. And he will talk to you. Not out loud, but he'll whisper in your ear. And he'll, hey, you think them crazy thoughts get there?
Amen.
Why do you think people stay? Hey, people are spending billions of dollars on anti-depression medicine in America. You know why that is? Because the devil has convinced people.
Amen.
That life ain't worth living. That there's no hope and there's no help. I'm telling you, there's power in your testimony. You don't have to sit down and take it. You can stand up and speak to him and tell your testimony and say, no, I'm not listening to that. No, I know I'm no good. I know I deserve hell. But I know you used to own me. I know I used to be enslaved to sin. But no longer. I'm saved. I have a testimony. And I'm going to testify to you. If you're going to hang around me, devil, come on. You're going to listen to my testimony.
Amen.
Don't let him do all the talking. That's our problem. We sit down and shut up and let him talk and have his way, and we stay defeated.
Yes.
There's power in your testimony. That's how you can overcome him, by the power of your testimony. Plead the blood. Tell him about the blood. Sing about the blood. When he's messing with you, hey, you getting crazy thoughts? Stand up and testify. That's how you win your war.
That's right.
It's power in your testimony for warfare. Testify to him about the transformational grace of God. I once was a sinner man, but hallelujah, now I'm a saved man. Tell him that. Tell him. I once was a sad man, but praise God, now I'm a glad man. Yeah, tell him. I once was sad, now I'm satisfied. Yeah, tell him. Tell him. Say, when I was under your control, when I was under your dominion, I stayed beat down, I stayed wanting, I was in lack, I was inferior, I was under your bondage and enslaved to you and your sin, but now I've been set free, I'm satisfied. Tell him. Testify. He won't hang around long. He don't like to hear that.
Amen.
And then tell him where he's going. Yeah. Hey, when he reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. Yeah.
Amen.
Testify. That's right.
Amen.
When Satan accuses you, testify about how grace transformed you. Just, hey, listen. Say, look, I admit to you, I used to live that way. But look what grace did in my life.
Amen.
I mean, I ain't where I need to be, but praise God, I ain't where I used to be. Look what grace has done for me. I testify to the fact that God's grace is good and rich and powerful and sufficient. Oh, he don't like that. Yeah. He'll go find another sucker that he can accuse and accuse and accuse who will sit there and listen to it and won't talk back. You don't have to take that mess sitting down. Amen. Well, testify about not only transformational grace, but triumphant grace. I'm glad, thank God, I've got the victory over my eternal debt. Tell him about that. Remind him about that. Hey, that old account was growing. You youngsters ain't never heard that song. The old account was settled long ago. Oh, yes. I thank God my sin debt has been settled.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nothing he can do about it. Ain't nothing he can do about it. Brother Ned, it's under the blood. When he goes to accuse God and says, oh, look at him now. He done messed up. God will say, what sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. You know why? Because, listen, they're under the blood.
Amen.
God's already thrown our sin as far as the east is from the west. He's already chosen not to remember them anymore. Yes. Amen. That ought to excite you, friend. Hey, makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen. I've made a mess of life.
Yes, sir.
I'm ashamed at the sin I've committed. But I tell you what, you don't have to live under the heavy burden of your sin, because if they're under the blood of Jesus, God will never bring them up to you again. And so tell the devil, do all the accusing you want. God don't know about it. He's forgot it. He chose not to remember it anymore. He threw my sin into the sea of forgetfulness and put up a sign to the devil, no fishing. That's right. Amen. Hey, that ought to make a Methodist shout right there.
Amen.
I'm telling you that your sins are gone, that they're gone. You'll never have to answer for them. All the devil can do is accuse. That's all he can do. But they're paid for. Boy, that's big. I've got victory over my eternal debt. I've got victory over, listen to this one. Not only do I have victory over my eternal debt, but I've got victory over an execution of damnation. I'll never go to hell. Start telling the devil next time he comes accusing and ranting and raving and telling you, hey, start telling him, I'll never go to hell. I'll never go to hell. You're going to spend forever in the lake of fire, but not me, old buddy. I will never go to the charred wall pits of the damned. My sins have been forgiven. The Lord is my Savior. I've been born again. I'm saved by the grace of God, and I'll never go to hell. And you going, old buddy, you going. But not me. I'm saved. Saved. S-A-V-E-D. That's a Bible word. Saved. If you've been saved, that means you'll never go to hell. Ain't nothing, ain't no sin, ain't nothing you can do to ever change the fact if you've ever truly been born again. You ought to testify about that. I told you there's power in your testimony. Power enough to shut the devil up. Yeah. I've got victory over eternal debt, over an execution of damnation, and I've got victory over everlasting death. So testify when Satan comes accusing you. Testify when Satan comes attacking you. When temptations come, hey, resist him. And testify about your salvation. Hey, resist him when he comes tempting you, and testify about the Scripture. Amen. We got the sword of the Spirit, the Scripture. Amen. Quote it to him. And if you hadn't memorized any, read it to him. Amen. I ain't talking about under your breath. I mean, open up that black bag King James Bible and pull it out and verbally, out loud, testify the Scripture. See, I don't want to, boy, the devil, he's just riding my coattail. Devil just won't leave me alone. You don't know how to lose him fast? Pull out that Bible.
Right.
That's right. Hey, quit giving these flimsy excuses about how the devil's just giving you a fit. God's give us the power of our testimony to overcome him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he comes tempting, hey, testify. The power. What about when troubles come? Testify. Remind Satan of God's promises. Testify and remind Satan of God's power. The power of your testimony can be used in war against the devil. Wouldn't you agree? Number two, power of your testimony can be used not only in war, but in worship. Matthew 5, verse 15 and 16. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Testifying in church turns on the light of Christ within you and in others and glorifies God. Hey, I love to see somebody just testify. Just brag on the Lord. During revival on that Wednesday night, I believe it was, Brother Rackley was preaching about 10 minutes and that girl just sat right back there, raised her hand. She said, I got to testify. And she just said, I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. But and before you know it, I mean, hey, it was 10 o'clock or after, and people were still testifying and bragging on the Lord. Amen. Power in our testimony for worship. It helps us to worship. How does it help? How does our testimony help our worship? Our testimony is an encouragement. It keeps us from feeling alone. Hey, listen. I like to hear when other people stand up and testify about what God's doing in their life and how they need God to do this in their life, because It lets me know I ain't the only one going through stuff. And if God delivered them, if God brought them through financially, if God brought them through with their medical issue, and they giving God glory for it, hey, when the devil comes saying, hey, you all alone, God's forgot about you, I say, uh-uh. I heard them testify, God done it for them. He's no respecter of persons. There's power. There's encouragement and a testimony. Amen. You ain't just giving God glory, but you helping other people. Don't hide your testimony under a bushel. God didn't bless you to hide it. Amen. It keeps us from feeling alone. It helps other Christians to know that there are other people going through similar situations. I'm encouraged when I know I'm not alone in my worship and in my walk and in my witness in this world. It keeps us from feeling not only alone but afraid. When someone in church shares their testimony, it helps me not to be afraid, for me to stand up and speak out. Did you notice when that one girl stood up and testified, it made it easier for the next one to testify? And then another one testified, and it made it easier for that next one to testify. And before you knew it, there was people popping up all over the church. People I ain't heard testify in years was standing up and testifying. People I ain't never heard testify was testifying because others did.
Amen.
And if that first one hadn't, probably wouldn't nobody have. Yeah. That's right. And I left here that night hearing some testimonies from some people that are memories that will last me a lifetime.
Amen.
I mean, I'm still praising the Lord and getting encouraged when I just look back through memory and see certain people who stood up and testified. Some of them for the first time ever. Chastity stood up and said, I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
I about cut a backward flip. I did. It made me so happy. It did. It did. Praise the Lord. I'm saying our testimony is an encouragement. Our testimony is an enabler. In other words, a testimony enables me to worship God. I realize I have the reasons to worship God. I realize I have the rights to worship God. Yes. I have the rights to worship the Lord because of God's salvation, because of God's Son and God's Spirit that is in my heart and in my soul. If He lives in you, you've got the right to testify.
Amen.
Amen. I'm gonna be done right here, but I'm gonna have to get back and preach the rest of this. Not only does our testimonies encourage and enable, but our testimony, get this one, our testimony gives us an excuse. Yes. Our testimony gives us an excuse. Testimonies gives me as an excuse to praise God. That's right. I mean, well, it's been a rough day. Well, if you've been saved, if your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, hey, that's enough to praise God over right there.
Amen.
You can have a terrible day at work. I mean, you can have all kind of bad news, but you can say, but I'm still saved. Praise God. I mean, if it goes bad the rest of my life, listen, I'm still saved forever. Listen, the devil still can't take me to hell. It don't matter how bad it gets. It don't matter how bad it hurts. Hey, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. And listen, it just gives me an excuse to say, ha, na 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 boo boo, you can't get me. I'm going to heaven. Old devil, you can't get me.
Amen.
Amen.
When he's giving you a hard time, hey, use an excuse to testify. Because God saved your soul.
Amen.
You're going to heaven. Amen. If you're saved, testify gives me an excuse to praise the Lord. I can praise Him for what He's done in my heart. I can praise Him for what He's done in my home. Oh, my. The places the devil had picked and planned and had me on the way for my home to go. It was a dark place. It was a divided place. But oh, I got a testimony. Where the devil was wanting to divide and divorce, God brought together, and married, and mended, and healed. Oh yes, I got an excuse. By you looking at them right there, I can just look at right there and say, "Oh, praise the Lord!"
Amen.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Test. There's power in a testimony. Power to against our power in war, power in worship. Wouldn't you agree? I ain't gonna preach this last one. But this last one is what we're gonna be dealing with tonight. Brother David will be dealing with this, but there's power in your testimony to witness.
Amen.
And usually when we think about testimony, we think about giving our testimony as a witness. That's the main purpose. And it is. And God didn't give you a testimony. I read that verse a while ago out of Matthew about how we ought not to hide our candle under a bushel. Our kids know that song, "Hide it under a bushel." No. Listen, God didn't give us light to hide it. He didn't give us a testimony to keep it quiet. He gave it to us to share, to tell. Amen. Ain't you glad somebody? I'll close with this. Jim, I could tell it. The Lord was wearing wearing him out. I shouldn't have, but I was enjoying it. I was watching him. I was praying for him hard. I said, "Lord, he's lost. I know he's lost. Save him. Lord, please save him." Stephanie got saved. And I said, "He's coming to church." And I was preaching, and others was preaching. And I could see the Lord dealing with it. And then he'd go home, and Stephanie, just got saved. She's on fire for the Lord. She's reading her Bible. Her life radically changed. She's praying now. She's searching and living. And boy, it's just like, where did my wife go? Who is this woman?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
What did they do to her? And he found out she had something he didn't have. And finally, the devil used her testimony. That's why it's important we have a clean testimony.
Amen.
That's why it's important we have a true testimony. And that we have one that we live. Because if she'd have just went home living the same old life, Jim still, he'd still be lost today.
That's right.
Amen.
That's why it matters.
That's right. Yeah.
But he saw that radical change. He said, "Oh, my. I don't have the testimony she's got. Mm-hmm. Whatever she got, I want."
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And he wanted it bad enough, he was willing to get it.
Amen.
And he got it, and the Lord saved him.
Yeah.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
It's power in the testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for a testimony, Lord. God, a testimony that's so powerful, Lord. God, that had overcome the devil, Lord. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name you'd help us all to realize, God, what you've given us in the testimony. And Lord, to take care of it, Lord, to treat our testimony, treasure it, Lord. Oh, God, help us not to lose our testimony. God, help us to live our testimony, not lose it. Lord, I pray you'd remind us all as we've closed this morning, of what a testimony, a real living testimony, will do, how much power it has. It has power to make a husband realize his wife has something supernatural, something different. Oh God, help us that we'd have a testimony, a living, that we'd be a living testimony, a living sacrifice. Lord, you said in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Lord, help us to understand how much power you give us in a testimony. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I pray you'd help us to use it in warfare, God, to use it in worship, to use it as a witness, God, as we go out in the highways and hedges, Lord, and as we come into the house of God. God, when we're at home alone or in the truck and temptations come, the old accuser comes, help us, Lord, to speak truth and testify and give you glory. We'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Right quick before we go, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Some in the altar praying. You say, I thought I had a testimony. I prayed a prayer, but I don't have what they got. Whatever they got, I want. The good thing about that is, if you feel that way, God's still dealing with you. God's grace is still real. It's still there. But I wouldn't put it off. I'd do business with God. While he's dealing with you, you come to him. And he'll save you. Jim left church. Got saved on the way home. He just called out on the Lord in his truck. Or in his car, hey, if the Lord's dealing with you, give him your heart. Get honest with him. Tell him you want the real thing. God will save you. If you are saved, hey, and you got a testimony, let's live it. Let's share it. Amen. All right, you can look this way. I love you. God bless you.